3 years ago, speed skater Bridie Farrell alleged that Olympic silver medalist and former U.S. speed skating president Andy Gabel had improper sexual contact with her when he was 33 and Farrell was 15 years old and an aspiring speed skater in upstate New York. Here she is speaking on Lake Effect on February 28, 2013.
At 15 years old, I was 119 pounds. I mean, I was a teeny thing. And it is just so skewed and so off and so disgusting and such a violation of the authority and the power that he knew he had.
Following Farrell's allegations, another skater, former Olympian Nikki Meyer, came forward and reported that she, too, had sexual contact with Gabel while she was still a minor. Later, a WUWM investigation turned up evidence of more allegations against Gabel while he trained at the U.S. Olympic Education Center at Northern Michigan University, though no charges were filed. At the time the Farrell and Meyer allegations surfaced, Gabel admitted to, quote, an inappropriate relationship with a female teammate. That year, Gabel stepped down from his official position with the International Skating Union, but maintained his membership in U.S. speed skating, the governing body for the sport in the country. WUWM has learned that status changed following a recent meeting of U.S. speed skating's board. The organization issued a statement on Tuesday that reads, quote, Andy Gabel is no longer a member of U.S. speed skating. USS retained a firm to investigate claims related to alleged conduct of Mr. Gabel. Following the investigation, Mr. Gable's membership in USS was terminated, and subsequently he resigned from USS. Bridie Farrell had been training in Milwaukee in a bid to make the 2014 Olympic team. When that effort fell short, she returned to New York City. Reached in New York, Farrell reacted to the news.
I'm very, very happy that someone that has an element of power in U.S. speed skating decided to take leadership. The statement doesn't state exactly why he left, and I think personally acknowledging that what I said was true allegations that Andy confirmed them is important as well. But it's about time that there's been a lot of lip service. And so for someone to take action, it's gratifying on my end.
Gable's membership with the organization had meant he was still eligible to coach or otherwise hold an official position in the sport. Farrell says that's why she believes his removal from the group was so important.
Again, I'm not someone that believes that everything happens for a reason or that some god out there need to have this to happen to, but this is the hand I was dealt, and my sole goal is just to make sports and schoolyards and everything safer for kids, and I think this is, albeit a small step, it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Gabel, who was a 1990 Marquette University graduate, remains in the U.S. Speed Skating Hall of Fame, though several groups have called for his removal. Gabel, who lives in Nevada, could not be reached through his attorney for comment. I'm Mitch Tyke, 89.7 WUWM.